Welcome to PageCast's Holiday Roundup. Every day this week, we'll be featuring a new book that should be on your holiday reading list this year. PageCast's Ingrid Kluko will give you a brief insight into the author and what lies within the book's pages. Monday to Sunday, 7 days this week. Just enough for the sneak peek to send you shopping. This is PageCast's Holiday Roundup. Enjoy.
Freckles by Cecilia Ahern. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. When a stranger utters these words to Allegra Bird, nicknamed Freckles, it turns her highly ordered life upside down. In her current life as a parking warden, she has left her eccentric father and unconventional childhood behind for a bold new life in the city. But a single encounter leads her to ask the question she's been avoiding for so long. Who are the people who made her the way she is? And who are the five people who can shape and determine her future? Just as she once joined the freckles on her skin to mirror constellations in the night sky, she must once again look for connections. Told in Allegra's vivid, original voice, moving from Dublin to the fierce Atlantic coast, this is an unforgettable story of human connection, of friendship, and growing into your own skin. Five people, five stars. Freckle to freckle, star to star. Cecilia Ahern's stunning new contemporary novel introduces one of her most unforgettable heroines, Freckles. Enjoy.
So just to explain, the prologue is kind of the moment that I heard Allegra's voice in my head. When I'm writing, I know it's time to write when the voice is there and they're kind of circling round and round in my head over and over again. And if I don't write them down, it won't go away. So I was out putting the bins out at night because that's a very inspiring time. And I stepped on a snail. And I absolutely hate when that happens. And suddenly I heard Allegra's voice and I immediately got a pen and paper and wrote this. The crunch of a snail under my shoe in the darkness. The crack of the shell. The squish. The ooze. It hurts me at the back of my teeth. A shooting pain through a nerve in my gums. I can't pull my foot up fast enough. I can't rewind. The damage can't be undone. I've hit the squishy interior of the snail's sluggish insides, flattened and twisted them into the ground. I feel the mush on the sole of my shoe for the next few steps, carrying a crime scene on a slippery sole. Death on my shoe, smeared guts, a twist and wipe rids me of it. It happens walking at night on rain-slicked ground when I can't see where I'm stepping and the snail can't see who's stepping. I've always felt bad for the snail, but now I know what it's like. Retribution. Karma. I now know how it feels for my outer shell to be cracked, for my insides to feel exposed. He stepped on me. He walked with me for a few steps too, his soul slippy with my mush. I wonder if his soul is slippy with me too, if he felt the crack and the ooze of me under his gaze as he spat his hate-filled words and then walked away. My shield taken with him for a few steps before he realized he was still carrying me. A twist of his shoe, like extinguishing a cigarette, and I'm discarded. The remainders of me on the pathway, cracked and exposed, an unprotected soft interior I've worked so hard to protect. A leakage of all the parts that were so well contained. Feelings, thoughts, insecurities, all oozing out. A silvery, slivery track of emotional entrails. I didn't see his foot coming. Wonder if I took him by surprise too. Even though it may feel like it, this is not where it all ends. I'm not dead. I'm crushed and oozing. A smithereened Allegra Bird. You can't fix the broken outer shell, but you can rebuild.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of PageCast. We have an incredible lineup of author interviews, so head over to our Facebook and Instagram and follow Jonathan Ball Publishers to stay updated and in the know regarding future episodes. Thanks for your interest in the story behind the story. Happy reading from everyone at PageCast.